Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Here is Jeffrey Pilgrim, commencing another chapter of Office Wife.
I hope I wasn't too terse with Marcia last night. But when she talked about laying down the law to Benny Puller, I just about lost my head. You see, Benny wanted me to bring my secretary along, too. When I told Marcia, she turned what you might call fractious. She wanted to come instead, and I jolly well wasn't going to have that. Not when it meant making a fool of myself in front of the entire firm, and Puller as well. At any rate, the outcome of it all was that I decided to make this trip alone. So here I am, in a plane flying north. Well, how's the time? 9:45. I hope Stella's finding plenty to do at the office. I only hope she knits me a pair of socks instead of those infernal pullovers of hers.
Morning, Stella. Busy?
Twiddling my thumbs, as a matter of fact. What's up?
Oh, nothing. I just popped in to say howdy. Cigarette?
Thanks.
Too bad our Jeffrey didn't take you north with him. It'd be beautiful flying today. How did he get round Benny Puller, do you know?
He didn't get round Benny Puller. Benny was on the phone to Percy Fleming early this morning, and he insisted that I fly up to help Jeff tomorrow morning at the latest.
What?
What is so excruciatingly funny about it, Harry?
Oh, nothing. I was just thinking of Marcia.
And what, if I may ask, has Marcia to do with it?
Jeff will have told Marcia he's going up alone, won't he?
I don't know. Will he have discussed it with her?
Listen, gorgeous. Why do you think you were going with Jeff one minute and not the next?
I haven't the faintest idea.
Oh, don't be silly. The moment he told Marcia he was taking you, she started jumping up, down, and sideways, of course. So poor old Jeff had no choice but to whiz off without you. As if you didn't know.
Harry, darling, what gives?
Ask yourself, my little innocent.
I am asking myself. And the answer I'm getting is that you're off your trolley.
Oh, Stella, who do you think you're fooling?
I haven't the faintest idea what you're talking about.
Oh, yes, you have. You see, darling, I happen to know how you worked it. You went to Puller and pitched him a fairy story, didn't you? Now, don't unsheathe the claw at me, or I might tell on you.
You're talking utter drivel, Palmer. All I know is that Puller rang Percy Fleming this morning and said that if I didn't go up and join Jeff, he'd give his account to a firm whose secretaries weren't so something or other stuffy. So I fly north.
Just like that. And you didn't have a thing to do with it.
No, I didn't.
Then what did you want to see Puller for last night?
That's my affair.
But it's quite a situation, isn't it? Jeff's told Marcia he'll be alone, but he won't. He'll have you with him. When she hears about it, she'll light up with rage like a pinball game.
Why should she hear about it?
The world beautiful is full of dicky birds.
And there's going to be one dicky bird called Harry Jefferson Palmer. Is that it?
Could be, my sweetie.
All right, then. I don't know how you caught on, Harry. But yes, I did wangle up with Benny Puller, never mind how. But you get one thing straight. If you breathe one word to Marcia, I go to her and tell her it was entirely my affair. I'll tell her Jeff had absolutely nothing to do with it. Do you understand?
Stella, darling, tell me something truly. Are you playing games, or are you actually coming to the boil for our Jeffrey Adrian Pilgrim?
You can mind your own business, Palmer. Just keep your mouth shut in front of Marcia, that's all, or... Well, I've said it once.
Frankly, I think you're bluffing.
You can always try me out, can't you?
Yes, I might even do that. When are you going?
Late this afternoon.
Then I've time to think it over, haven't I? Cheerio, sweet. Well, I'm hanged. The girl is going overboard for Pilgrim. Oh, still on his side, I might have to go carefully for a day or two. But if there's no way of letting Marcia know the two of them are together without sticking my neck out... But my name's not Palmer. There's always Angela Tennant, of course.
Hello, Angela. Why didn't you let me know you were coming round?
I'm on the way to the hairdresser, darling. Thought I'd drop by for a drink.
That's 11 in the morning.
You'd understand if you'd seen me at 11 last night, Angel. Do something, but quickly.
All right. Sit down and relax.
My head. How's Jeff?
Didn't you know? He flew interstate this morning on business.
I didn't know. How long's he away for?
Oh, 4 days, maybe 5.
Didn't take that secretary woman of his, did he?
Of course not, Angela. Don't be fantastic.
But darling, what's fantastic about it? I thought people always took their secretaries with them these days.
Angela, you're quite the most disgusting woman in town. I don't know why I'm so fond of you.
Yeah, drink this. What's in it?
Usual. Come along, down with it.
There. Better? Give it time to work, darling. Phew, thanks. By the way, I'm looking round for a new fur. Where shall I go for it?
Oh, I don't know. One place is as good as another, I expect. What are you getting?
I thought of ermine, the same as yours.
Ermine? Oh, don't be ridiculous. Mine's Silver Fox. You know that as well as I do.
Oh. Oh, yes, of course.
What's the matter with you, Angela? You knew perfectly well I've no ermine coat. What did you mean?
Nothing at all, darling. Forget it.
I won't forget it. You were driving at something. What did you mean?
Look, Marcia. Marcia, darling, it must be the way I feel this morning. Don't ask me why, but for a moment I was certain you had an ermine coat.
Rubbish. I only wish I had. But ask Uncle Tressida. Only Jeff hates me getting things from anyone but him. Unless they're presents, I mean.
Maybe Jeff will give you one if you ask it very nicely, Pitt.
Oh, I don't think we can afford 400 at the moment. Not for fur coats, anyway. Angela, what is the matter with you?
Something went down the wrong way, that's all. Look, Master, I have to run to the hairdresser, darling. I'm going out with Harry Palmer tonight.
Harry Palmer? What is it, a flame?
Good Lord, no. He rang me this morning and said, let's feed and dance the measure tonight, so I said, betcha. Cheerio, Master, darling. Keep your eyes peeled.
My, 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 you beautiful creature, you.
Thank you, Harry. What is it, the hat?
How right you are. You look like a lyrebird in full retreat.
That had better be a compliment, Harry, or I'm liable to up and claw you.
Oh, of course it was a compliment. Well, shall we get out of the mob and go over to our table?
Yes, please.
Listen, Angela. Seen Marcia lately?
Yes. Saw her this morning. Why?
I'm worried about those two, Marcia and Jeff.
Oh, don't tell me you've taken them under your wing.
No, but seriously, it's not good enough.
What's not good enough?
Jeff's taking Marcia for a ride in spades with Stella Bronson.
The devil did you know?
Stella wasn't supposed to be going north with Jeff. At least that's the impression they were careful to give Marcia. But actually, she's flying up to join him this evening. It's pretty rotten, isn't it?
Oh, blow me down. I always thought Geoffrey was a one-woman man. But the funny thing, Harry, I didn't mean that at all.
Well, what did you mean then?
Last week, I was poking about in that fur shop in the Brooks building. There was Jeff buying Stella Bronson the most gorgeous ermine coat you ever saw. £400 worth if it's cost a penny. And if people are buying their secretary's ermine coats just for taking dictation, then it's high time little Angela started learning shorthand.
You're not making this up, are you?
Oh, Harry, dear boy. The things I see with these eyes of mine, I don't have to make stories up.
Well, I'll be hanged. Look here, Angela. The point is, who's going to tell Marcia?
Well, I'm certainly not.
Why, Marcia's a friend of yours, isn't she?
Maybe, but this is something she'll just have to find out for herself. I know. I'm not sticking my neck out, Harry. And if you've any sense, you won't either. Come on, order some food. I'm as hungry as a wolf. So Jeff's got that Bronson wench with him, huh? The rat.
Mm-hmm.
614. I hope the dear boy doesn't get too much of a shock when I walk in.
Come in.
Hello, Jeff.
Stella? What in the Hades are you doing up here?
Well, at the moment, I'm holding a suitcase in one hand and my heart in my mouth. Do something about them both, will you? There's a nice man.
But look here, I distinctly arranged it with both Puller and Fleming for you to stay at the office.
We should have wired you, I expect.
And now you walk in at 9 o'clock at night. Confounded, whose arrangement was this? I told Master I was coming up here alone. Do you see the position I'm in?
Well, really, Jeff, it's not my fault.
If it's not your fault, what's your heart in your mouth for? There's something going on here, and I'm going to get to the bottom of it. Now, come on. What the devil's the meaning of this? Out with it. What are you doing here?
Jeff, as terse as this before. And why should I worry? I've got Benny Puller eating out of my hand, and he insisted to Fleming that I made the trip, didn't he? So calm down, Jeff, my sweetheart. I'm with you, and you can't do anything about it. Anyway, why should you want to? You don't know it yet, but you're going to enjoy these 4 days.
We invite you to listen again to further chapters of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.